USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States recently sent $800 million in military assistance to Ukraine as the country gears up for the second phase of Russia's invasion. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby explains what's being done to teach Ukrainian forces how to use these weapons.
The United States has commenced training with the Ukrainian armed forces on key systems at U.S. military installations in Germany. Now, these efforts build on the initial artillery training that Ukraine's forces already have received elsewhere, and also includes training on the radar systems and armored vehicles.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden's call with the Mexican president was constructive. Psaki adding Biden currently has no plans to visit the U.S.-Mexico border, but is open to making the trip in the future. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Oklahoma took a step to protect those who can't protect themselves.
The Oklahoma Senate passed a Texas-style bill that protects unborn children from the moment when their heartbeats can be detected at approximately 6 weeks of pregnancy. The Oklahoma House had already passed the bill, which now goes to the desk of Governor Kevin Stitt, the Republican, who is expected to sign the bill into law in the coming days. Like the Texas law, the new legislation would be enforced by civil action. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The nation's midsection is looking at a risk of severe weather today and tonight. The Storm Prediction Center saying parts of northern Kansas and southern Nebraska are under the greatest risk of severe weather. Cities in the target zone include Topeka and Lincoln. Other cities at risk of seeing some bad weather include Kansas City, Omaha, and Wichita. Round 2 of the NFL Draft continues from the Las Vegas Strip at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The national average for the price of regular gas is $4.16 a gallon, and many Americans are struggling because of prices like this. This as oil companies posted massive profits again. Chevron just quadrupled its first quarter profit, and Exxon pulled in $5.5 billion during the first quarter, up from $2.7 billion last year. The White House and Democrats like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi believe that corporate greed is the cause for high gas prices. But according to head of petroleum analysis with GasBuddy.com, Patrick DeHaan, not so fast.
Oil is something that we consume to the effect of 20 million barrels a day. So these numbers are, of course, going to sound significant. But look at the profit margin of the oil sector. It's relatively low. And keep in mind, in 2020, the oil sector, just five of the major oil companies lost $76 billion combined. So these numbers sound significant, but the profit margins are not.
That audio courtesy of CNN, the FDA is selecting possible dates to discuss COVID-19 vaccines for kids under five. The administration will mull over Moderna and Pfizer's shots on either June 8th, 21st, or 22nd. Judy Garland's blue Wizard of Oz dress is up for auction next month. The dress will also be on display at Bonham's Auction House in New York City for 6 days starting Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.